from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Drive is live.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock, and it is 5 o'clock, and luckily for you, we have the latest for you, and the latest is we are live here at East River 9. We've enjoyed ourselves here, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and listen, the weather is good right now. You can come out here and play around. Right now, it's just 9 holes. You can play around right here, and I'm telling you, as I said earlier in the show, and Tyler, you got to get here. That first tee box, it's just. And Clint, you're probably right on that. This may be the best visual of the skyline that you'll see in all of the city right here. And I've seen a lot of people take that photo. I've seen a lot of photos around here. It is a pretty cool shot when you tee off, and somebody takes the picture of you teeing off with the skyline behind it. It's a beautiful spot. So come on out here, enjoy yourself. Pickleball courts as well. Great food, great drinks.
You ought to see this at night, Ron.
I can only imagine.
The course is lighted, but this first tee box right here, when you're up there to tee, I got some pictures or some videos. I'll post them. I actually hit a halfway decent shot on the first tee. But it's like, I guarantee you, Ron. I'll put a house note on it that there's not a better view. That's outdoors. Like, there may be some buildings around here somewhere you can get in that are a little bit away from the city, and you can see a
like
better
at the
view.
Post.
Yeah. Tyler, I'm talking about you're standing on God's green earth, my man.
That's awesome.
And it is wide open. I mean, damn near the entire downtown. Left to right, the whole thing, man. So it's
bury me in the
right
H.
Here, and it's even better when the sun goes down.
I didn't see that.
I do my best work at night. You know what I mean? So I appreciate it.
I do mine in the morning. Come on out, enjoy yourself, have a good time as we are having a good time here. It is a Football Friday, and the first of many this year, a Football Friday presented by our good and great people here.
Somebody took my drink.
They took your drink. Were you finished?
No, I wasn't finished with it.
All right. Presented by the great people at Academy Sports and Outdoors. As I said here, we'll get to the football aspect of things. But big news coming out of the Astros. If you are just jumping in your cars, you've been at work, you've been doing your thing, a big, big thing today is the Astros are able to reinstate their guy. They reinstate Kyle Tucker, finally. He has been off for 96 days, Clint, 96 days, and Kyle Tucker is back. And he is back in the lineup immediately. He is going to bat fourth. We'll give you the rest of the lineup here in just a bit. But he is going to DH tonight, but he is on the field, and he will be here. Zach DiCenzo is the culprit that goes down really not the culprit, but he is the casualty that goes down. He'll go back to AAA Sugar Land. But the big news in the A story for the Astros, Kyle Tucker is back, Clint. And this is huge news, and we damn near wondered if it was going to happen. It seemed like it was so long and so many setbacks and different dates.
Yeah, this is big news. Obviously getting Kyle Tucker back. And can I applaud the Astros for the way in which the actual return happened? Forget about how they handled the communication until now.
Okay, I was going to say, what you applaud?
Well, I mean, the fact that, like, right now, he says Kyle Tucker's 80 to 85% of his max speed during his rehab. Okay, you could send him elsewhere to get his speed back and make sure he's full. Now, this guy should hit in the middle of this lineup if he's 75% or better. If he can't run full speed, I don't give a rip. Get his bat in the lineup. Let's produce. If he can't run full speed, DH him like they're doing tonight. I love the thought of just get the bat back in the lineup, use the big league lineup to get his timing back, his rhythm back, his swing back, and all this job. There's no sense in wasting 2, 3, 4 games down in Sugar Land. I don't even know how many games Sugar Land's got left. Are they done yet?
No, I don't think so.
I think they
got playoff games too.
I'm all about plug this guy in and let's ride, man. I mean, hell, 75%, he's better than the majority of this lineup anyway. Stick his ass in there and let's play ball.
What you expect tonight from him?
Well, I expect not necessarily the production that he was bringing before. Obviously, that'd be a tad bit unfair, but I expect him to look like he hadn't missed a day.
Just get through this thing, baby.
Get through it.
Just get through it, baby.
Oh, hey, I didn't even think about this.
Let's just
Tyler.
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, can we – hey.
We've given this guy one more thing to worry about. We got Bregman's elbows, Alvarez's knees. now we've got Kyle Tucker's shin. We got freaking Justin Verlander's neck and shoulder. What else we got, man?
I'm just saying, Biden was the Democratic nominee the last time he played baseball. So I'm just saying we're
– Damn, man.
Oh, Biden bit the bullet since last time we saw Tucker.
He hadn't even had that damn that damn debate yet. I mean, like, so I mean, it's been a minute. I'm just saying tonight, for me tonight, let's just get 4 good at bats in here. Let's just get through it. Let's get through it here and then, you know, the expectations. I just 4 at bats, hopefully you get through here. I would love to see him make contact and have to get on base. That would be great. I'd love to see him have to test it a little bit. The one thing that I am intrigued about too, Clint, is how long before he goes back to his spot in right field. You know, right now he's in at the DH spot tonight. That's the other thing to me is when do they feel comfortable with him getting in the field? Because that's the point where you can really it's much more difficult to control your movements, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, I think he can roll out of bed and play right field whenever that time comes.
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to the timing and rhythm and all that jive and you know, it's at the plate, man. If he can get this, if we can spend a week, 2 weeks, whatever it may be, getting his swing back and making sure he's right, I think he can roll out of bed and play right field. So.
Yeah, we'll see. It's just I wonder if he's got any restrictions of hey, man, we ain't got to try to stretch no doubles into triples tonight now. I wonder, is there anything with that tonight? So we'll see. Kyle Tucker back. Here is the rest of the lineup, by the way. Framber Valdez looks to continue his amazing second half. I think he's been the best pitcher in baseball here the last couple of months. Altuve's leading off at second base. Alvarez is in left field, continuing to bat in the two spot. Thank you. And Yiner Diaz is catching tonight. He is in the three spot. And Tucker is the DH. Pena is a shortstop batting fifth. Singleton is in at first. Gamble in right field. Chaz McCormick gets another start here in center field. And Dubon is playing third. So if you hear that, yes, Bregman is out. Manager Joe Espada had comments in a quote earlier today about Alex Bregman saying he's good, a bit sore today, but he's doing well. We're trying to monitor the volume and games in a row, but he's actually feeling well. So we went from in this one comment, he's good, a bit sore. He's doing well. He's actually feeling well. All of those comments of reassurance from Joe Espada in that rundown. But he is not in the lineup today. I'm intrigued to see what it looks like when he does enter the lineup again and what this lineup looks like with both him and Kyle Tucker in it, and not just what it looks like, but how it will be constructed.
Yeah, I don't know how in any way, shape, or form, when it boils down to it, and it matters the most, how it's not Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, Diaz, Pena, if you want me to keep riding. That's I said five earlier, that's my six right there. I think those guys are the mainstays. They're going to be in it every single day. I know the DH has been fluid here, and obviously Caratini's swinging it well, and you get the left-handed bat in there some. I get that aspect, but man, for me, those six are mainstays that are going to be in it every night, and they need to have some level of consistency as we come down the stretch here heading towards October.
All right, a big day tonight, and listen, all eyes are on the Texans on Sunday, but tonight is Kyle Tucker night at Minute Maid against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it is.
All hail King Tuck!
5 o'clock fire.
All right, last night the Chiefs and the Ravens played a really, really tight game. Some might say a classic that came down to the very, very end, to the toenail of Isaiah Likely, and the Chiefs win 27-20. We've talked about that game some today, but Clint, the place I want to go to this is out of the Texans' lens, and that is when you watch that game, when you watch the Texans play last night, or I'm sorry, when you watch the Ravens and the Chiefs play last night, did you get the feel like, yes, all right, I think the Houston Texans are on the level of those two teams? Because that's the top of the AFC. If the Texans are going to try to get to where they want to get to, you think they got to at least go through one of those teams, hell, maybe even both of them. But do you get the sense at the top of the AFC is what we potentially saw last night with the Chiefs and Ravens? Do you get the sense that the Texans are on that level?
No, I don't get the sense that they're on that level. I hope like hell that they are. I hope that's where we're headed. We clearly are on that track as it pertains to what we saw from the Texans last year, along with the win now moves that they made this offseason. So we're clearly on that track. But no, I'm not there yet with the Texans. I need to see them get there. I need to see them. I mean, those are Super Bowl caliber teams. Those are the top two teams in the AFC. If Buffalo shows up and plays that caliber football week one out of the gate, I'd be shocked. Right? I mean, who else is up there? And if Cincinnati shows up and shows that caliber football right out of the gates after their guys hardly not playing at all in the preseason.
They're playing the Patriots. I'd be sure. Got a chance. Well,
they may play great. They may win a bunch of balls. They may score a bunch of points.
That level.
But that level of competitiveness, that level of just, I mean, that was damn near a playoff atmosphere on a Thursday night to open the season. Yeah. I mean, that was phenomenal football. That was entertainment at its finest. And so, like, to me, those are the two teams. They set the bar extremely high in the NFL. Now, Green Bay and Philly, what are you going to do tonight? I mean, you got a big time. Like, you got the bar is set high for y'all tonight. We'll see what it looks like. But I mean, to me, those are the two best teams in the AFC. And am I ready to just outright say, yeah, man, the Texans are there? I want to. I'm excited about the season.
On paper, we've been able to watch the Texans in practice and preseason up close. Hell, we've gone and seen up close at games three of their four preseason games. We watched them, and they look on paper. You look at it, you say, yeah, the Texans' skills, their offense, they can play with those offenses. Their defense, yeah, you can see what Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and some of the guys they have, they can be in that space. So on paper it does. It's just the difference of the wars and the experience and everything that these teams have seen and been through, the Ravens and the Chiefs, is something that we don't know about with the Texans. So on paper, to me, they did look like they could be in the same level as
that. Hey,
two.
On paper, absolutely.
But it's not 100%. Always on paper.
The right. Expectations, absolutely 100%. My hopes and wishes, absolutely 100%. can I sit here on these airwaves and legitimately look these folks in the eyes and tell them, yeah, the Texans are on the same level as those two we watched last night? No, I can't do it yet. Wow. We're trending that direction.
Yep.
But that was cream of the crop right there.
All right. Quickly here tonight, Packers and the Eagles in Brazil. That's going to take place 7:15. You can watch that right here at East River 9 if you want to or wherever you're going to do it. But there's NFL as we're leading through on Friday, Thursday and Friday before Sunday. What do you think about this ball game tonight? You're big on the Packers this year.
I like the Packers. I think Jordan Love is for real. I think what they bring to the table is for real. I do. The thing we're talking about two teams that potentially could be two of the best teams in the NFC. Now, I know it's not the popular pick. The Lions are out there. The 49ers are out there. The Cowboys are out there. But when you look at it and you look about recent success in regular season and in the playoffs, the Eagles are as promising as anybody out there. Now, they changed their defensive coordinator, changed their offensive coordinator. We'll see what this new-look Philly team looks like. I don't know about Jalen Hurts fitting with Kellen Moore.
That's the thing for me, Clint, because I remember when Buffalo, Sean McDermott brought in Brian Daboll, the words were, your job is to try to fix the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Kellen Moore fixing Jalen Hurts, that is a wonder if that works.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. But I think on paper, you talk about on paper, those guys are, I mean, they are the real deal, man. And clearly, look, they've proven, this group has proven, quarterback, head coach, the core, without Jason Kelce, obviously, they've proven that they can make a run to a Super Bowl. So, I'm high on Green Bay this year. I'm high on Philly. I love Jalen Hurts. I do understand that there's a Jalen Hurts and what's the head coach's name over there? Nick Sirianni. They are clearly at odds. There's no doubt about that. I don't think they care too much for each other. I don't think Jalen cares too much for him, for being honest. But, we'll see what that looks like, man. I think that the unknown right now with the Philadelphia Eagles is the hang up here. I think we know who Green Bay is. I think they're trending in the right direction. I think they're better than most people think, and most people think pretty highly of them. Who is Philly? I don't know.
All right, a question that I'm not sure we have an answer to involving the Houston Texans, and I think we'll learn a lot about that on Sunday. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back here as we are live on this Football Friday, live from East River 9. Come on out and have a good time, man. And we're meeting so many great people out here. Melissa's crazy ass, she's out here. And then the muscle she's got with my man over here, man. He's playing hurt. It's all right. He came through here, baby. He came through here, said he's going to give us some of that Diablo shrimp. I can't wait to partake in that, man. We've had a good time here all day. And this won't be the last time we're out here for Football Friday. We'll be out here multiple times as well. There's a schedule there where you can find out where we are every week, every Thursday, every Friday at sportsradio610.com. So check that out to see where we're going to be. And be that dude. Be that dude that's at every last one of them. I want to see that person that's at all 17.
What? Ooh, that'd be a lot of traveling.
That's some traveling. Hell, they can travel with us. Shoot, we doing that traveling too.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt. Look, gas money.
Traveling. There you go. All right, Clint, I'm watching the game last night. I'm watching the Chiefs and the Ravens, and listen, it's not perfect, but obviously those two teams, Clint, they've been at the top of the AFC and at the top of the league for quite a few years right now. And when you play the Ravens, especially offensively, you play the Ravens, you know, we got to stop the run. They're going to be physical. They're going to try to be physical. There's Lamar, who's got one of, as you call, those eject buttons that can just make plays. Mm-hmm. But everything starts with, we're going to run the football, and we're going to run it a bunch of different ways. They were number one in rushing last year. They added Derrick Henry even more to that. Now, we'll see how they use him more, and I think the game dictated how much they could run. But you know what the Ravens' offense is. You know what the Chiefs' offense is most of the time. the field from sideline to sideline, big plays down the field, quick different things of confusion that Andy Reid tried to do when putting the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands.
Little combo of the West Coast offense, yep, and that air raid that he, yep, ran in college.
But you know their identity. They know their identity, and clearly, like I said, these teams for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years have been at this thing, and they know who they are. Are you 100% certain? And you out there, 713-572-4610, those of you in the house here at East River 9, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can chime in on this conversation too. Are you 100% sure right now that the Houston Texans know exactly who they are?
No.
Offensively, at least.
I hope not.
Oh, you hope not?
I hope not. I hope not. No, the one thing that I know about the Houston Texans is what everybody in this building knows and every fan knows is that C.J. Stroud is the truth. And that whether he's got Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz or he's got Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs and Dalton Schultz and Joe Mixon, he's going to be the truth. You're going to win. You know, a handful of games, 8, 9 games. I'm at 9 right now with the Texans. You're going to win 8, 9, 10 games. Every year in, year out, you're going to have a real shot to win the division year in, year out, as long as C.J. Stroud is in a Texans uniform. When it boils down to, are you a division winner and a team that can win 8, 9, 10 games a year, 9, 10 games a year, or are you a team that can win 12 and the division is almost a given, and you're going to make a run in the playoffs and truly be a Super Bowl contender year in, year out? In order for the Texans to get there, they got to be better on defense, and they got to be better in the run game. They got to be better around C.J. Stroud, period. That's just the truth of the matter. And I don't know that they're there. I know they've made win-now moves. They've acquired guys that say they're there. D'Amico Ryans, the quality defensive coordinator he is, says they're there. But rubber meets the road this year with a first-place schedule. We're going to find out if they're there. And I think, honestly, Ron, a lot of what I'm talking about, like that run defense, I know they were good last year, but I'm talking about a guy that went for a buck 88 in week 17 or week 18, yeah, whatever it was against you. Can you shut that guy down and not allow him and Anthony Richardson to dominate the clock, the play clock, and dictate the game? We'll see. That'll go a long ways towards what I'm talking about. Joe Mixon and whoever the second running back is, can those guys generate a legitimate run game that when you're up 10 points and there's 6 or 7 minutes left in the game, you can go on a 4-minute drive that's predominantly run? Can you do that? That's the next level type of stuff.
I feel like, Clint, I know who they should be offensively.
I agree.
But I don't know if they have convinced themselves right now that that's who they are. If I'm honest, I think what they want to be is a really balanced team that establishes the run. Because I think that is where and how the 49ers, where they came from, have done things. Now, the one thing that I will say that I believe is the case, because D'Amico has personally said it to us when we talked to him, and he showed it last year, is now D'Amico won't just bury his head and try to force it, right? He'll eventually try to change. He'll eventually say, all right, right, I mean, we're right now, and they did it last year, we got to just throw the football. Like, we can't just keep running our head and wasting downs. But I do think what he wants this group to be is, like, we want to come in against the Colts and we want to establish the run. We're going to, yep, damn it, do it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that is what their offensive line is and what their team is, and that's not how it's built.
They're going to have to be. You're not winning 12 games and 3 to 4 playoff games solely on C.J. Stroud. Nobody's that good.
No, I don't think that either. I don't think that either, but I also don't believe that the Chiefs and the Bills are walking into games saying, all right, man, this is what we got to do. We got to establish Cook for the Bills, and we got to establish Pacheco right off the bat. That's our priority. No, our teams are built different, And I think the Texans are more on that side of things. Like, I can see Baltimore and San Francisco coming in and saying, we're going to establish Lamar and Derrick Henry on the ground. I could see the Colts coming in and saying, we're going to establish Jonathan Taylor and Richardson.
I think the Texans are built, and I think the identity is more Kansas City-like, where you're clearly built around your quarterback and your weapons, but your run game has to be – you have to have a physical enough offensive line to get down and dirty and run the football. That's a perfect example. Kansas City's a perfect example. Like, I'm not sitting here asking the Texans to lead the league in rushing.
They just can't flush it down the toilet in games.
You've got to have the ability when the secondary is deeper than the deepest, linebackers are dropping to 12 or 15. You cannot consistently ask C.J. Stroud to drop back and win ball games and outscore some of the offenses that are on the schedule, throwing the football into 7- and 8-man zones all the time. Is he good enough? Yeah, I'm not knocking him. He's plenty good enough. But when it comes down to it, in those moments when it's an obvious run situation, you've got to not just be good, you've got to be able to knock people off the ball and go get yards and force them to go, oh, okay, damn, we got to get them linebackers back in it. Damn, we got to get this safety back in the mix right here. You know, you've got to force them to do those things, or again, against the best teams in the league, when you got to win 4 games straight, it's going to be tough sledding. It's that simple.
It can't be. Appreciate you. It can't be just throw it away. But also, you can't run your head up. Like, to me, if they come in this game and say, "Damn it, we're hell bent on establishing Joe Mixon, baby. That's what we're going to do. We're gonna match power at power. We're going to run it down their throats." Like, I just don't think that's them.
Them. That should never be them. That's the one thing I don't think they should ever try to be or want to be. And establishing the run, and that's coach speak, man. And I do think that there was a time when we heard them talk about that last year, that they thought that there was a time, you know, the approach would be to try to be the San Francisco 49ers where Bobby Slowick came out of. Now you've got proof. You can see what the Texans are, who they are, how they're built, what their O-line looks like, and you're never going to be that, let's just come out here and establish the run no matter what the front looks like and just punish people up front for 3 quarters so that we can then –
and then we'll throw – we can come into any game how we want to.
They're not going to punish folks in the run game. I just – when it's the opportunity presents itself and the numbers are right and you've got the advantage in the run game, they've got to be dominant at that point in time. And not out of the gate. C.J. Stroud is the out-of-the-gate identity of your team. But when C.J. Stroud is cooking and they're dropping 7 or 8 into coverage, you got to be able to counter that with a serious blow in the run game, which is going to require this offensive line to push people off the line of scrimmage. And we hadn't seen them do that. Can Laramie do it? Can Titus Howard do it? Is Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs good enough to do it? I know Shaq Mason is about it. Can those guys do it? We'll see.
Yeah, don't waste that first quarter. Go do what you do. We'll play with those weapons. All right. Coming up, I know you didn't think we wouldn't do it, baby. Yeah, baby. Mad Dog Mondays is not over. Mad Dog Mondays, and we're gonna talk this thing through. We're gonna go ahead and do the we're gonna get the Mad Dog Monday bylaws out here and understood. So we have the rules out here right now. But Mad Dog Monday, we'll pick our players coming up as we continue live right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in, and it's been a great time here. We appreciate everybody that has helped us put this on. We just scared these two young ladies right here sitting in front of us. They said, "Oh my God, what is going on?" They just stared back at us. It's all right. We're just doing a radio show here.
Almost done, ladies. Almost done.
We're almost there. A good time has been had out here, and shout out to all our winners today, and shout out to. A lot of our sales staff came out here to help and support things. We appreciate them.
Greatly appreciate them. Always good to see their smiling faces.
Love their support as well. Also, our promo team. Guys have worked really, really hard out here, been walking around, getting people signed up. We definitely appreciate that a lot. Our engineer, Matt, has done a great job as well, keeping us on the air. We appreciate that as well. Tyler holding it down at the back end also as well.
Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, man, for sponsoring this. Our football Friday. Absolutely. But that's Tyler, right. No matter what you buy, no matter why you're going, man, whether it's youth sports, back to school, hey, you need to go get some new golf gear so you can keep up with me? Yeah. Hey, you're going to find prices that you'll love either way.
Academy Sports and Outdoors. What I do, slipped into a little meat church yesterday. Had to get some rubs in here yesterday for that meet I'm going to do this weekend. I went over to Academy Sports and Outdoors over there by my house in Missouri City and got
I don't know why, but when meat church kind of threw me for I got a little bit.
Great brand. Tyler, I've tried to put you on it. I use it.
It's also what I call my bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tyler, you don't call your bed meat church. You don't.
My mind went Tyler
when you said meat church. I don't know if I'm proud of that or not, but I thought that meat church. Where is there?
Old some King Ding-a-ling in there.
The hot honey hog is a beautiful beautiful rub to use on
the. That's my favorite one.
That's what my wife called me last night.
She didn't call you that. Nor is Tyler's bedroom called the meat church. It is not. Maybe wishful. It is not.
Why don't you loosen up and have a little fun, man?
I'm having fun. I'm just being
honest.
Maybe
I'll start calling it that from now on.
No, I don't think you will. Just call it maybe the meat village. you don't want me to do this. The meat village.
That's what you
call it. 713-572-4610. Starting with meat. What other things can Tyler call his bedroom?
The meat
smoke room. What other things can he call his bedroom? I don't know. Meat village, meat hunter. I'm not sure what other things he can call his bedroom. All right, I do want to get to the Mad Dog of Mondays, the bylaws that we're going to try to use here. I do want to get to that here in just a bit. But quick question to you and the people. We haven't really talked about the wide receivers, and I think that's the big part of this offense. And I think a lot of people – we talked about people that players that people are excited to see. I think the Meat Cathedral coming through on the text line. I think that people are really looking forward to these guys, the Tank Dells, the Stephon Diggs, the Nico Collins, to see those three on the field together. When it's all said and done, coming in on Monday, who do you think will be the one that had a day? Because it feels like one of them will, maybe a couple of them, but who do you think tomorrow will be about? Which receiver, I mean Sunday, who do you think is going to have the big day of the receivers?
Look, I got to go with Tank Dell.
It's Tank?
Yeah, look, it's a crapshoot to know or think which one of these guys is going to be made priority. I know it's probably easiest to get to Diggs based on what we saw, but I'm going to go with the one guy that I feel like that there's undeniable chemistry with, C.J. Stroud. I think in scheme he'll make some plays, and I think out of scheme he is without a doubt the dude when it comes to having that chemistry with C.J. Stroud. So I got to ride with Tank Dell for multiple reasons, but number one, he's never let me down.
Yeah, I want to. They run a lot of zone. Gus Bradley does, mm-hmm. and he's one. I was thinking Diggs or Tank, just sitting in the middle, finding voids in that zone, and C.J. easily being able to get him. If he could be protected, he'll just kill him all day long in those zones that Gus Bradley likes to run. I was gonna say Diggs because I feel like they're gonna really try to make it a point to get him the ball. It feels like to me if anybody is somebody they're going to come in with priority in the game plan to try to get going, and I think that's early and often, I think it would be Diggs. So that's to me who I think we may come in here and feel like that.
Yeah, look,
had a day.
I like where your head's at, and I totally agree with you that Diggs could be the focal point. But I'm gonna lean into this. I believe that defenses are gonna do their damnedest to take away early options and immediate options, and I think that starts with Diggs. And again, that's why I'm leaning heavily into Tank. Is, man, his ability to find the soft spot late in plays, his chemistry with C.J. Stroud when things are off script, off schedule. I've got to lean into that. It's what I know right now, and so I'm going Tank. But I like where you're at with Diggs. I do agree with you. I think
they're going to find a way to try to get him.
Look, I think Diggs is going to be the move guy on this team. I think Diggs is going to be the move receiver in terms of, like, hey, man, we're going to ask you to know more of this offense and do more within this offense than we're going to ask Tank Dell to do. And I think with that said, I think Robert Woods is going to be his backup. I think that's how you justify keeping a Robert Woods, is you got a guy like Diggs mentally and with the experience can handle a big load of the offense. So, I just think I agree with you with Diggs, but I got to lean Tank.
All right. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, D'Amico. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans, will be on the show as they get ready to preview the Texans and the Colts. And behind that, we're live and local, Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. They'll take over at 8 o'clock as Texans All Access is now from 6 to 8. They'll take over at 8 o'clock, 8 to midnight, and Bajani and Creighton will have a postgame show between the Diamondbacks and your Houston Astros. So stay tuned for that. All right, guys. I'm just going to throw out the bylaws for Mad Dog Monday, and I feel like we can – and if you want to add something to it, we could discuss this real quick. But I think that I have the feel that we can only pick a player two times all season. All season long, a player two times all season, and that means – and I'd say it starts over in the playoffs. In the playoffs, if the Texans make it to the playoffs, that starts over. Y'all good with that?
I like it. No, I think that's solid guidelines right there.
I mean, I'm okay with it, but I'm just thinking, like,
you can only pick Tank once in the regular season, Clint.
Well, that means that we've individually got to pick eight different players throughout the year.
Yep.
Is there enough Mad Dog quality players?
Absolutely.
Eight?
That's what'll make it fun. Maybe some weeks we have some under Mad Dogs.
You got CJ, you got Mixon, you got
All three receivers, that's five. You got Dalton Schultz, you got Stingley, you got the two pass rushers.
You're at nine.
Yeah, that's more than eight. Yeah. You can go, somebody can get spicy.
Now I got to hope y'all don't. Oh, well, it's like Aaron Donald in the face.
You got somehow.
Wait till he looks right at you.
A bigger Aaron.
Till he looks right at you. He turned his head last minute.
Okay. Also,
right in the face.
And we're clear on this. The loser has to purchase three different bottles. I know that's a rule I'll throw in for place for myself. The loser has to purchase three.
And I'll show y'all where we buy the small bottles. Okay. It ain't far from here.
All right. Loser has to purchase three bottles. And there needs to be a penalty if you don't come through on your bottles, Tyler. There needs to be a penalty.
And it needs to be stout.
It does. And I think we can still figure that out. But I think the loser has to
bring it. I think it needs to be twice the bottles.
Twice the bottles?
It needs to be $20.
Okay, that's cool. I can roll with that.
If you forget, $20.
Yeah, I can roll with that. And obviously this only comes into effect if the Texans win.
And I think Tyler's got to change his picture here on this.
No, graphic, I wanted to stay just like that.
I better give the people your picks quick.
Yeah, I better. All right. I'll start with mine. I'm gonna go Joe Mixon this week. I'm gonna go Joe Mixon as my pick week one. Tyler, where are you going?
I'm going with that dude, Nico Collins. Pick up where you left off, dude. 190-something yards and 9 receptions last time you played the Colts. Let's go, Nico.
Now this is going to force Tyler and Clint Hand. Where are you going?
Tank Dell.
You got
I mean, what the hell y'all think's going to happen?
If you got him, smoke him.
I got it. All right. So if the Texans win, whoever has the worst game, and usually it's clear, whoever has the worst game, that person has to buy the Mad Dogs. Clint has Tank Dell. He can only use him one more time during the regular season. I have Joe Mixon, and Tyler has Nico Collins. This is a real live competition here. This ain't like that time when Tyler picked Davis Mills and Davis Mills didn't get the start.
Good times.
This is a real one. All right. Appreciate everybody here. It's been a great time here at East River 9. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody did a great job here. We appreciate you taking care of us. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Do something, bro. You could have made hella plays, bro. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't. We played him first game of the year. Yeah. We played him after he plays. It's going to be rocking. Indy hates me already, and I love it.
Let's go, Colts! Woo! This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. Beat the Texans. Go Colts. Nee!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.